playing a gumbo of the world's finest rock. This is the world-famous Outlaw Station. It's Fabrication Nation, the Rod Band, broadcasting live day three, FabTech 2024, Orlando, Florida. We are having a blast here, meeting lots of great people, lots of awesome machinery, things you can use every day to improve your efficiency, your production, all kinds of cool stuff. In fact, I've got some great people here I just met. Tell me who you are and where you're from, man.
I'm Mike Albright with Scotchman Industries from Phillips, South Dakota.
That's nice, Scotchman. I love it. You know, I am Scottish. Are you Scottish? It's just a cool name, right?
Yep.
Well, tell us about your company and what you do. How long have y'all been around and what you, your products you have and what you guys are up to?
Absolutely. Scotchman's a company that's been around, founded in 1967. We're in a small town in South Dakota that we've started building ironworkers. And 10 years into that venture, built cold saws.
Nice.
And we've added venture, you know, to our line, some upcut saws, grinder notchers, press brakes.
That's awesome. That's right up our wheelhouse, man. Yeah. We got a lot of people that use those. That's fantastic. How long did you say, when did you start?
I've been in Scotchman 30 years.
Wow. What about you, man?
Yeah, my name's Brad Kuchenbecker.
Welcome, Brad.
Yeah, thank you. I'm with Scotchman Industries as well. I've been there about 28 years and grew up right in the small town where the company is. And Scotchman is just a neat company in the fact that, you know, our owner kind of made the American dream. He had an 8th grade education.
Right.
The gentleman that started it. Now we're in our 67th year.
That's amazing.
Of a homegrown USA.
That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That, like I say all the time, the people that are truly making this country great, you know? And like you said, 8th grade education, but he went out and he learned the skills, the trades. He worked. He put the effort in. You know, that's what it's all about. And that's what I really appreciate about this industry and the people in it, people like you guys. And what do you guys think of FabTech so far? I'm sure y'all have been to many of these, huh?
I've been to Scotchman 30 years, my 30th FabTech.
We've
been here probably 50 years coming to FabTech as a company.
So you've been to all of them. Chicago, Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, FabTech's an awesome venue for men working.
Yes.
They do a great job putting the show together. I think they got a name built where everybody wants to come to it.
Yeah, it seems to be the premier show, obviously. And I like the fact doing it in Orlando this year is a little different. I know they want to be out in Vegas, but it was really cool for them to come to Orlando. You're able to bring the family, the kids, you know, maybe they can go do Disney or something, you know, make it a family event. You're still able. I know one of the guys with Corel Industrial Solutions brought his wife and two kids. They've spent the day at Universal. So it's been a nice time, and it helps the economy here after the hurricanes, you know. These people need to work, you know. So I've had a great time. So tell me some more about Scotchman. I mean, other than, you know, you obviously have been around forever, but, you know, I'm sure some of the things that you've experienced over the years, you know, what are some of the things that you've seen change and for the better in this industry that you are, you know, how do you see the outlook of things going?
You know, just a little history on ironworkers. Like I said, we've been building them since 1967, so we're old-timers in the market.
Right. You're older than me.
Exactly.
Only by a couple of years, but you're older.
Ironworkers, it seems to be everybody interprets it as an old product. You know, it's almost outdated, but yet every shop out there still has to punch holes, shear iron, shear angle iron. We have ventured from the standard machine to adding options to,
really?
You know, anymore. When I first started sales, it was like a Swiss Army knife.
We
said, here, it slices, it dices, it punches holes, it does this. But, you know, how many do you want?
Right.
And anymore, we're coming to a metalworking solutions family where you tell us what your issue is in your metal fabrication business, and we'll help you solve that problem.
And that's so important, you know. Finding a solution, because so many companies have different needs. You know, they have a different problem that may be totally different than anything you've ever seen before, and they don't know where to go to get the solution, and they need help to figure those things out, whether it be with ironwork or whatever they're doing. And I think that that's critical in today's manufacturing and fabricating process, is to be a problem solver. You know, you've got to be someone that helps them, you know, solve their problem, not just sell them a product. Yep. Exactly what you've said. We've talked about that a lot, and I think you nailed it. You really did. Brad, what do you think, man?
Oh, I don't know. The ironworker industry, as far as ironworkers go, we were basically the first hydraulic ironworker company to mass produce hydraulic ironworkers, and it's come so far from our first model that we ever had. Now we have 14 different models.
Wow.
So we've got a model to pick and choose from that suits what you do in your facility type of deal. But the customer base that we work with is your 1-2 small fab shops all the way up to the aerospace industry.
Right.
So we got a machine to fit pretty much anybody's market. And even though with technology, with lasers and fiber and stuff like that, there's always going to be a place
Absolutely.
For an iron worker.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the big things that we want to do here at the radio station, Fabrication Nation, is to go out and make a big deal, a big signing day for these kids that are coming out of welding schools and fabricating schools. You know, we make a big deal about them when they sign to play, college basketball or college football. I'm like, it's way more important if we made a big deal out of it. They learn how to weld.
Absolutely.
If they learn how to work with iron. They learn how to fabricate. They learn these skills, these trades that actually contribute, to all of our well-being in this country, And I think we should go in and make a big deal out of it. Have signing days. Give these people, kids coming out, the best one a job, like a scholarship, put out the hats and everything. But we, as adults, need to make a big deal about it, and let them know that it is a valuable space to be in. That's one of the things here with Fabrication Nation. That's one of our, on our forefront that we really want to push is the next generation getting into this, as well.
The financial part of it, too, the trades these days are gaining, which they should have a long time ago, but they're finally getting up there.
Right.
You don't need a 4 to 6 year degree.
Right, exactly.
With the machinery and the technology, you learn how to run that. You produce something, you can see it, the people can use it, and you're going to make good money.
You're going to make great money, absolutely. Yeah. And you're always going to have a job, like my dad said. You're always going to have somebody that needs you, So,
right.
Man, I appreciate you guys stopping by. Maybe they're listening, they want to find you and check you out. Where can they find you online?
We're Scotchman, www.scotchman.com. Yeah,
right,
look us up. We've got all of our products listed. And again, we're talking ironworkers, but Scotchman has grown into so much more than just an ironworker company. We build cold saws from manual to fully automatic for cutting tubing. We're into all different types of products. We also have an H-press.
Nice.
You need just a standard shop press
for
straightening frames. We can help you.
You're from small to large. You can take care of it then.
Exactly.
Everything in between. That's pretty good.
Anymore of the, but back up on your trades issue. Scotchman does support that. We have a financial discount we give to schools.
Wow.
To help
see, that's what I'm talking
into your
about.
School. Because we want kids to learn on a Scotchman.
Yes. Yes.
They'll remember that and they'll know our name. We plan on being around forever, so we want them to grow up on our machine.
That is fantastic. That's all. It gives me chill bumps. Look, my hair's still. Because that's what I'm talking about. You have to have a passion for it. And we need to encourage these young men that are coming out and do have a passion for it and let them know that they are on the right path. And I think companies like Scotchman and you guys leading the way doing things like that, speaks volumes as far as you're caring about the industry. It's more than just selling a product. Like you said, it's helping companies solve problems. It's investing in the future. There's so many other different avenues that, that make this country what it is. And I think you guys, Scotsman, doing it like that, that's fantastic, man. Really is. So I'm really impressed. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, man, God, I tell you, anything else y'all got going on, man? You want to tell us about anything got coming up?
Oh, we got this Fab Tech show coming up. We got the end of the year, which is usually always pretty good for us.
Oh, yeah, got 179, everybody. You should start thinking about it right now, all right? I'm just saying, the end of the year is coming. We're like, you don't want to, miss out on the tax break, so you may want to hit these guys up right now. Maybe they need something right now. Where could they reach you guys?
Yep.
Like individually.
Individually. Just if you can contact us through www.scotsmans, we'll get you in contact with our local representative in your area and your dealer in your area, and they'll take care of you.
And take care of you from there.
Because, we're a small manufacturer in the middle of South Dakota, middle of nowhere.
But it's beautiful.
A town of 800 people. So we love small town America.
But that's it. You know what, though? Check this out. Like, working in radio, I moved all over the place. I end up going right back to, Robertsdale, Alabama. It's about the population, not far from the same. And I love it. It's where I want to raise my son. It's where I want to be. It's the best people, the salt of the earth. Yeah. And I think, there's a lot to be said. And the funny thing is all the travels that I've done, there's way more of us than people realize. Yeah. They really are. I didn't realize how much farmland there is in America. Went to upstate New York. I saw more cows than I did in Alabama. I'm just saying, guys. So, man, I appreciate you guys coming by. We need to get together and do this again after Fab Tech. So I know we got lots of machinery going on here. The audio may not be the best, but that's all right. I'm just glad to have the opportunity to speak with you. But I'd like to have you guys maybe back on after Fab Tech, and we'll get to a phone call, interview, and talk to you guys some more about what you have going on. And especially, like you said, closer to the end of the year, you might want to pick up those products right now. You want to save some money. That 179, saying? It's time to get on it, start thinking about it. So I appreciate it. One more time, the website is
www.scotchman.com.
There you go. So, hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, all right?
Yes, thank you, Rod. Go Fabrication Nation.
Thank you. And you know what? Hey, stick around. We're going to be here all day long broadcasting live from Fab Tech 2024. Next week, we're going to have replays of all the interviews from the show as well in case you missed one. So, hey, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming your way. Don't go anywhere. A true gumbo of the world's finest rock for you, the fabricators, the metal workers, the first responders, the servicemen and women, the people making this country great. We appreciate you. Stick around. This is Fabrication Nation.